Easter, Week 7, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high-throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains, high-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Christ has risen from the dead, he will never die again. Alleluia. No more has death any power over him. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4. God is love. My dear people, since God has loved us so much, we too should love one another. No one has ever seen God, but as long as we love one another, God will live in us, and his love will be complete in us. We can know that we are living in him, and he is living in us, because he lets us share his Spirit. We ourselves saw, and we testify, that the Father sent his Son as Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. We ourselves have known and put our faith in God's love towards ourselves. God is love, and anyone who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. Love will come to its perfection in us when we can face the day of judgment without fear, because even in this world we have become as he is. In love there can be no fear, but fear is driven out by perfect love, because to fear is to expect punishment, and anyone who is afraid is still imperfect in love. We are to love then because he loved us first. Anyone who says, I love God, and hates his brother, is a liar, since a man who does not love the brother that he can see cannot love God whom he has never seen. So this is the commandment that he has given us, that anyone who loves God must also love his brother. Responsory from 1 John. God loved us first and sent his Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away. And we ourselves have known and put our faith in God's love towards ourselves. Alleluia. The Lord has proved himself our Saviour. In his love, he himself redeemed us. And we ourselves have known and put our faith in God's love towards ourselves. Alleluia. A reading from the treatise of St. Basil the Great on the Holy Spirit. Who is there who can hear the name of the Holy Spirit and not feel exaltation in his soul, not lift up his thoughts to that supreme nature? For he is called the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, the upright Spirit, the guiding Spirit. His chief and distinguishing name is Holy Spirit. To the Spirit all creatures turn for their sanctification. All who live virtuously seek him and are by his influence refreshed and helped towards their own natural end. He is the source of holiness, the light of our understanding, for to every mind he offers his own light for the discovery of truth. Though by nature he is inaccessible, yet through his generosity men can receive him in themselves. He fills all creatures with his power, but only those who are worthy can participate in him. But all do not share him in the same measure. He distributes his power in proportion to men's faith. He is simple in essence, but manifold in power. He is present to each in his fullness, and in his fullness is present everywhere. He is divided, but does not suffer by the division. All share in him, but he remains whole like a sunbeam, whose kindly influence benefits each creature as though it were present to that creature alone, and shines over land and sea, and dissolves in the air. So too, the Spirit is present, like the sun, to each individual who is capable of receiving him, and emits an influence which is sufficient to help them all, but is not divided. And they profit by sharing in him according to their natures, not according to his power. Through him hearts are raised on high, the weak are led by the hand, those who are advanced gain perfection. He it is who shines on those whose hearts are purified and stainless, and makes them truly spiritual through the common union they have with him. Even as bright and shining bodies, once touched by a ray of light falling on them, become even more glorious, and themselves cast another light, so too souls that carry the Spirit are enlightened by the Spirit, become spiritual themselves, and send forth grace upon others. This grace enables them to foresee the future, to understand mysteries, to grasp hidden things, to receive spiritual blessings, to have their thoughts fixed on heavenly things, and to dance with the angels. So is their joy unending, so is their perseverance in God unfailing, so do they acquire likeness to God, so, most sublime of all, do they themselves become divine. A responsory from John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am going to the Father. But once I am taken away from you, I shall send you the Spirit of Truth, and your hearts will be full of joy. Alleluia. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, and your heart will be full of joy. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of power and mercy, grant that when the Holy Spirit comes, he may dwell in us, and make of us a temple filled with his glory. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.